You will have heard on the BBC World News just a few moments ago that in India it's now recorded over 250,000 deaths due to COVID-19. Locally, there is a fundraiser that is stating, "Help India breathe again." They are raising money for oxygen concentrators, and someone that is helping to organise all of this is Dr. Nirajana Doda. Nirajana, thanks very much for joining us to tell us what you're doing. Can you tell me a little bit about this fundraising campaign and what you're aiming to do, please?
Thank you for having us, Kat. So basically we started a GoFundMe raiser online, and what we're trying to do is buy locally in Switzerland oxygen concentrators and send them to most in need areas in India. So that is what we initially started with, but then we have had a lot of other requests coming in. So accordingly, we have also catered to those demands, and we hope to continue.
So how much does each unit cost for the oxygen concentrators? This sort of how your campaign began. What does each of these units cost? And I mean, Switzerland's an expensive country. It must be more expensive to make them here and then ship them to India.
Yes, that's true. And especially with the shipping and all the other costs included, it does work out more expensive. But because time was of the essence and they were not available locally in India. Mm. So we decided, our team decided that we don't want to waste any time on this. There is a lot of aid coming in internationally. But we decided that since it's available in Switzerland, we have them in our hands. And even if we could save, say, a day or two before other concentrators got delivered, we would be saving those many lives. So we decided to go ahead, raise the money and then just ship them. So on an average, with the shipping, it's costing us about 1,200 francs per unit. So in the breakup, it's 890 for the unit and about 290-300 francs for the shipping cost. But we are able to get them through within 3 or 4 days.
You're all doing this as volunteers, though. So who's on your team in Switzerland? Who are you working with in India?
Yes, so we are doing it completely voluntarily. Most of us have day jobs. And we have a team of 10 currently. We have a lot of more people asking to volunteer, and we do give them like some other work, like helping us with the fundraiser. But currently we have 10 people on the team, and they are all over Switzerland. We have people in Zurich, in Basel, in near Montreux, in Geneva. So we have a team of 10, and we have given each one has a specific task. So I'm a doctor originally from India, so I do help with the medical advice that is needed. Also, I did start the GoFundMe page, so most of the emails which come on that come to me. Then we have a team in Zurich, which is handling a lot of other logistical work. We have Piyush and Sunita and Harsha. They are in Basel and Zurich, and they are handling the logistical side, which is the shipping, which is actually probably the most work-intensive part of this fundraiser. And then we have Ruby Bakshi in Montreux. She is doing a lot of our PR work as well, and she does all our online and Facebook work which is needed. And then we have Maushri, who does all the write-ups. And then we have Pooja, who is doing all the meeting minutes for our meeting. Sure. And Raheen in Geneva, who does our legal advice side.
You've got a great team of people that are doing this. Yes. You're not waiting, though, before you reach a certain goal to send units. You've already sent some units. How many have you sent, and what's the response been like? What kind of feedback have you heard from the doctors that have got this equipment?
Yes. So far, we have sent 56 units in the last 12 days, which I think is great considering we've done it completely on our own. Mm. So out of this, 31 units were based off the donations. And actually, when we started getting a lot of requests from people living in Switzerland, Indians especially, whose families were affected back home. Families, friends, and they desperately needed the oxygen concentrators, so we decided to help them as well. Those are paid units, so they pay us for them, and we help them with the logistics of shipping and buying. So that we have done 25 so far, and I'm very happy to tell you that all of these have been delivered already and have been already put to use. And our last shipment, which we sent on Friday, actually most of the units got delivered by Tuesday. So that was record speed. And already we have so many more requests coming in from hospitals, from organizations that we really want to continue and keep helping, because there is still a lot of demand and we don't have enough supplies back home. So I think if we could continue with this, it would be great. And we also have a request. We did send a box of masks as well this time. They're called non-rebreathable masks, which are used with non-invasive ventilations. And we have also had requests for BiPAP machines now from a hospital. So we are exploring that. And also, we would like to continue long-term to support long-term issues like rehabilitation or, you know, problems with the people who don't have jobs or food or stuff like that. So that is another thing which our team would continue to work towards, provided we can raise, more.
Yeah. No, fun. keep doing the great work that you're doing, Nirjana. I'm going to put the link to your GoFundMe page on our website. You'll be able to find it along with this interview as well. If anyone wants to listen again, you can find it under the section that is called Listen Again. We will make sure that there is a link that goes up. You can also find it on the GoFundMe website, GoFundMe.com. Search for Help India Breathe Again. That is literally what you will be doing, and they need donations. Nirjana Dhoda, thanks very much for joining me and telling me
so
about
much.
The great work you're doing. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I love you, babe.